You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Football season is here, and that means it's time for wings, beer, and countless TVs full of gridiron action of B-dubs. Buffalo Wild Wings, wing, beer, sport.
The only sport is football. Come on.
Come on, man. Come on.
Lots of wings, lots of beers, one sport, football. Let's go.
Come on, man. All right. We are going to go through the offenses now. Offense and defensive matchups for the Rams and, of course, for the Cleveland Browns. Start the quarterback position. Nick Foles, 81 of 141 on the season, 956 yards passing, 6 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. He's completing just 16 passes a game, lowest in the NFL. Josh McCown has more throwing yards, had 200 more passing yards in that 3-game stretch where he set the Browns record than Foles has all season long. I don't really think this one
not
is
even
very close.
Josh McCown.
And who would have thought that
we
would have gotten to a point where we felt that we had a laugher in our favor? Josh McCown is absolutely the guy. 1,416 yards, 8 touchdowns, 3 picks, both have rushed for a touchdown on the season. Running backs, Crow, Duke, Turbin against Todd Gurley. Gurley.
Even by committee. I mean, Gurley's one game away from having more rushing yards by himself than the Browns' three backs.
Gurley. Wide receiver, Travis Benjamin, 528 yards, 4 touchdowns. Hawk, 186. Gabriel, 147. Hartline, 128. Dwayne Bowe, but we know that he's not coming out this week. St. Louis, nobody on the team has 200 yards. Tavon Austin, though, 4 touchdowns on the season. He's got 243 total yards, 99 rushing. He's got the touchdown, 1 touchdown rushing, 3 receiving on his 16 grabs. Kenny Britt, 11 for a buck, 83 and a touchdown. Stedman Bailey, 9 for 161 and touchdown. So Britt's averaging 16.6 a catch. Bailey, 17.9. Two of the probably on paper worst receiving cores in the National Football League.
Hey. Benjamin's balling right now.
But Benjamin right now is by far the best receiver on either team, and that's why the Browns get the edge.
They get the edge. I feel the same way about our receiving matchup as I do about our quarterback matchup, and I think they're really a recipe for each other.
All right, and here we go right now as you look at it. Tight end, Jared Cook, 15 catches, 169 yards on the season. Lance Kendrick, 7 for 85 and a touchdown. Are you serious, bro?
That's big play bear. Play
that's gear. That's 1 week of big play gear. It's like a quarter of big play gear. Come on, advantage Browns. And then we get to the offensive line. And from the offensive line, they've got left to right, Greg Robinson, who was, I think, the second overall pick in the 2014 NFL draft, Jamon Brown, who's a rookie, Tim Barnes, Garrett Reynolds, and then Rob Havenstein, also a rookie that they drafted, I think, in the second or third round this season. The Browns have to have the advantage here, but will that advantage be negated by the tremendous play of the defensive line? I don't know, but this is the most lopsided, I think, any game all year will be in favor of the Browns. We've got quarterback, receiver, tight end, and offensive line.
I agree. I'm going to go with Cleveland Browns offensive line.
Running back, though, St. Louis. Defensively, when you break it down by position, the Browns have more advantages than the Rams in this
game.
Yes,
they do, by a lot.
But where the Rams are superior, it is vast.
It is.
Running back, defensive line.
That's it.
And unfortunately, stopping the run is the weakness of this Cleveland Browns team right now.
Right. But that all being said, the one thing that I do think is an advantage for the Cleveland Browns is having played the Broncos, a very good defense, a very good defensive front, prior to seeing another good front.
They did a great job on Von Miller. We heard about that.
We talked about Schwartz. Yeah, Mitchell and Joe did a great job. What, a half of a tackle or an assisted tackle. So, yes, they know the level that they need to play to protect Josh McCown, and they should also see the opportunities down the field and in the passing game when they do, in fact, block this front up, which was a challenge last week because of how good Denver was both up front and on the back end.
Yes, indeed. So this is a game that the Browns certainly have some advantages, but can the whole be greater than the sum of its parts? That's what we're going to find out Sunday in St. Louis. When we come back, Howard Balzer, who knows this team and this league very, very well, will be with us at 2:30. So tune in for that right after this.